5. The Energy Manipulators. These interesting and effective artisans are concerned with every kind of energy, physical, mindful, and spiritual. 1. Physical Energy Manipulators. The physical energy manipulators serve for long periods with the power directors and are experts in the manipulation and control of many phases of physical energy. They are conversant with the 3 basic currents and the 30 subsidiary energy segregations of the superuniverses. These beings are of inestimable assistance to the Mirantia power supervisors of the transition worlds. They are the persistent students of the cosmic projections of paradise. 2. Mind Energy Manipulators. These are the experts of intercommunication between Mirantia and other types of intelligent beings. This form of communication between mortals is practically non-existent on Urantia. These are the specialists who promote the ability of the ascending Mirantia beings to communicate with one another, and their work embraces numerous unique adventures in intellect liaison which are far beyond my ability to portray to the material mind. These artisans are the keen students of the mind circuits of the Infinite Spirit. 3. Spiritual Energy Manipulators. The manipulators of spiritual energy are an intriguing group. Spiritual energy acts in accordance with established laws, just as does physical energy. That is, spirit force, when studied, yields dependable deductions and can be precisely dealt with, even as can the physical energies. There are just as certain and reliable laws in the spirit world as obtain in the material realms. During the last few millions of years, many improved techniques for the intake of spiritual energy have been affected by these students of the fundamental laws of the Eternal Sun, governing spirit energy as applied to the Mirantia and other orders of celestial beings throughout the universes. 4. The Compound Manipulators. This is the adventurous group of well-trained beings who are dedicated to the functional association of the 3 original phases of divine energy manifested throughout the universes as physical, mindful, and spiritual energies. These are the keen personalities who are in reality seeking to discover the universe presence of God the Supreme. For in this deity personality, there must occur the experiential unification of all grand universe divinity. And, to a certain extent, these artisans have in recent times met with some success. 5. The Transport Advisors. This group of technical advisors to the Transport Seraphim are most proficient in collaborating with the star students in working out routings and in otherwise assisting the chiefs of transport on the worlds of space. They are the traffic supervisors of the spheres and are present on all inhabited planets. Urantia is served by a corps of 70 transport advisors. 6. The Experts of Communication. Urantia likewise is served by 12 technicians of interplanetary and interuniverse communication. These long-experienced beings are expert in the knowledge of the laws of transmittal and interference as applied to the communications of the realms. This corps is concerned with all forms of space messages, except those of gravity and solitary messengers. On Urantia, much of their work must be accomplished over the Archangel's circuit. 7. The Teachers of Rest. Divine rest is associated with the technique of spiritual energy intake. Urantia and spirit energy must be replenished, just as certainly as physical energy, but not for the same reasons. I am, perforce, compelled to employ crude illustrations in my attempts to enlighten you. Nevertheless, we of the spirit world must stop our regular activities periodically and betake ourselves to suitable places of rendezvous where we enter the divine rest and thus recuperate our depleting energies. You will receive your first lessons in these matters when you reach the mansion worlds after you have become Mirantia beings and have begun to experience the technique of spirit affairs. You know of the innermost circle of Havona, and that, after the pilgrims of space have traversed the preceding circles, they must be inducted into the long and revivifying rest of paradise. This is not only a technical requirement of transit from the career of time to the service of eternity, but it is also a necessity. a form of rest required to replenish the energy losses incident to the final steps of the ascendant experience, and to store reserves of spirit power for the next stage of the endless career. These energy manipulators also function in hundreds of other ways, too numerous to catalog, such as counseling with the seraphim, cherubim, and tsanobim regarding the most efficient modes of energy intake, and as to the maintenance of the most helpful balance of divergent forces between active cherubim and passive tsanobim. In many other ways do these experts lend assistance to Marantia and spirit creatures in their efforts to understand the divine rest, which is so essential to the effective utilization of the basic energies of space.